This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Steve, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm getting better. Not 100%, mm-hmm. but I'm much better. Mm-hmm. But just going back to work kind of helps me because it kind of pushes me to the next level. And it takes my mind off of it. Mm-hmm. I left my pain medicine at home yesterday, though. God, dog, that was a mistake. Oh. That was a mistake.
Really?
Whoo, after that second show. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Like somebody had plugged the refrigerator cord up in my jaw. Ooh. And just had cut the refrigerator on, like low hum.
Uh-huh.
And then I work with some young people, too. My stylist is young. My makeup artist is young. Uh-huh. And they are no help. Because they're 30 and 31. They don't even know what 68 is. They just be saying just the dumbest stuff.
Like what?
Like grit your teeth. Grit your teeth so you can keep pressure on it. What? are you serious?
Dental work. And
uh-huh. Yeah, I had 7 bone grafts done in my mouth on both sides, upper and lower jaw. So I have 7 holes in the back of my head.
And that was elective surgery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, who thought? Well, what you mean by that, Shirley?
You chose to do it, right? Or did you have to do it, but you chose to do it?
Well, yeah, I chose to do it because the alternative wasn't going to be good.
Oh, okay. So,
I don't know if... what'd you call this surgery? What kind of surgery?
Elective. It's like when people get cosmetic surgery. Yeah.
It's not
mine was selective.
Okay.
No, elective is different.
Okay, so what do you mean by selective?
I had to have it done because I could select health or unhealth. Now, you get to pick, and I chose health. So I selected health. Elective is like, you know, plastic surgery, like you have fat stomach or you can get this liposuction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can select to get that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's selective.
But it ain't got nothing to do with your health. That's vanity.
Okay.
This was not vain. What they did, you can't even see I had it.
No,
so it ain't vain.
You can't. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Do you have all your teeth?
Uh-uh. Hell no.
Okay. What kind of
sharing? Hell no. I don't know what I'm doing.
4 of them gone.
Okay.
No, I had 2 titanium screws in my jaw, one on the right and one on the left. They put the titanium screw in there, they put the cap on it, then they set the tooth on top. Well, I had that in the top and the bottom. They took all 4 of them out. And then I had 3 wisdom teeth that was taken out. They had to redo them. So that's 7 teeth.
Okay.
So what they bone grafts. The titanium with?
Not ain't no replacement in it. It's just holes in my head.
So you have you got to get dentures?
Did you just drinking?
Well, let me tell you what the mistake I made yesterday.
Did you eat?
You
know,
what did you do?
My head was feeling pretty good, and I was chewing it normally. I just chew on my front teeth. I got to know. I'm going to go all the way to the side, just as long as I don't push it to the back. And I don't know what the hell I was thinking about. I let a piece of hot chicken go in the back, and it fell in one of them holes.
What?
Well, let me tell you something. I had to run up out of here. I near had to run up out of here. I had that hot meat down in that hole. And you can't just get it out. Man, let me tell you something.
What, Steve? Woo! What? Get up,
I had
mama.
That hot piece of chicken meat down in that hole in my jaw.
Yeah. You are crazy.
God, dog. You be talking to the Lord. And I was trying to cool it.
Uh-huh.
But it had been down in the hole. How do you can't cool it.
Mm-hmm.
So it cooled off on its own.
Mm-hmm.
That was last night at 7:30. I ain't ate nothing since.
You scared?
No, I'm scared. I don't think I'm going to eat today.
Yeah. And green drinks.
Yeah, I'm not nothing. Oh, boy, let me tell you something. So he said, for your throat, Mr. Harvey, just eat shaved ice.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I had one little chunks of ice fall in that hole.
Oh.
Boy, let me tell you something. I can't tell you which one worse, the hot or the cold.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, but I was heavily medicated when that cold hit, so I didn't really get the full effect of it. But that medicine gone now. So that hot piece of chicken,
yeah,
that thing right down there, boy. And I can't eat anything with spiciness to it because my throat is still raw, so it just burns too much when you try to swallow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't eat nothing.
But you're a
spicy.
Trooper, though. Trooper. Coming to work.
You know,
having all that done.
But I'm over it, though, Shirley. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm truly, truly over this.
But it's going to take time. You had surgery, Steve.
Had.
Put up in a day.
I want it over. Well, it's been
of course you.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. My doctor told me that you can't. I told me not to come back to work. And I looked at the doctor. I said, yeah, any idea how much they pay me?
You need to know.
Any idea.
And that's just you.
I said, don't if I tell you what it is, that. I bet you should be at work tomorrow. He said, all right, Mr. Harvey, just take care of yourself. I said, I will, Doc. Thank you. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Y'all stay in peace.
Amen. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.